Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you.
Hi everyone, it's Klaatu. Today we're talking about Maiketa, the final true neutral god in the pantheon of Porphyra. Maiketa is called She Who Waits, or the Patient Lady, the goddess of soldiers, waiting, and darkness. Her worshippers are often soldiers and their families. Her alignment is neutral, and her domains are community, darkness, time, and war. Her subdomains are family, loss, tactics, and the past. Her favorite weapon is the long spear, and her favorite animal is the dog. There's not a whole lot about Maiketa in terms of her legend and her lore. Her origin story is, frankly, a little bit confusing. Well, it's not confusing. The circumstances around her origin are a little bit confusing. So, long, long ago, after the calling of the lost gods occurred, which brought gods from other realms into the current setting, whatever that setting may be. Of course, in this book, it's Porphyra, but if you're using it in your own game, then it's whatever your setting is. So long after the calling occurred, the natives of the world started to rebel, really. They were threatened by these new gods that had arrived within their realm, and so they took to battle against these gods. And when that happened, a Porphyrian woman named Louisa, her husband, was called to war. Now, the woman, Louisa, knew that her husband was not a soldier, not a skilled warrior. I mean, he was a soldier now, but he wasn't meant to be. And so he knew nothing of tactics or fighting. So she was quite concerned about his well-being. So she would wait at home for him to return, and just could do nothing really but pray to a little totem that she had, which she called Maiketa. This prayer and the prayers of others waiting at home for their loved ones to come home from the war, ideally, or to die at war, reached the soul of the world, and these prayers coalesced into the spirit called Maiketa, and thus Maiketa was born. Now, the end of that story is what confuses me. So Louisa meets Maiketa as just a silhouette standing in her door, and Louisa says, you know, pleads for Maiketa to help her husband, to help him come back alive. And the goddess says, "The tactics I teach will increase your chances of life to carry on." And the woman says, "But I miss my husband so much. How will I carry on?" And in the darkness of the doorway, Maiketa smiles and takes time itself, in her hand and pulls it forward. Louisa finds herself at the funeral of her husband, who has fallen in war, but has returned to her side. So I take it from that story that Maiketa's tactics are sometimes not to solve problems, but to give you the strength to carry on after the problem has occurred. Maiketa is therefore a goddess of loss, as well as of family, and she teaches the arts of war to both to your side and to your enemy. So she's neutral. She gives equal treatment, in other words. Her church is loosely organized because her priests tend to be, well, very neutral. So as advisors, I don't think they're considered to be all that valuable. So her priests travel usually to war to provide strategy and strength of arms rather than spiritual guidance. Others act maybe as part-time religious figures, donning their black and white clerical robes when necessary, but spending the rest of their lives pursuing other roles, whether it's as merchants or as soldiers or whatever they may be. Maiketa has little in the way of temples or shrines, simply because her clergy are often moving around so much. But apparently she doesn't really need that much of a church, because she is very active in the mortal world. She shows her hand in mortal affairs. She sends visions to communicate with her faithful. She always appears in doorways lit from behind so that you can never really make out what she looks like. Maiketa maintains strict neutrality in all things, even the intrusion of new gods, and she prefers to create opportunities for mortals to assert themselves rather than to force an agenda of her own. Spell preparations happen at night for the clergy. They include vigils of distant loved ones and midnight memorials for those who have been lost. Now, this is me imposing my perception and impression on this, but I kind of feel like ancestor worship is probably part of Maiketa's domain and probably would be something that her clergy would engage in. It kind of seems that way if your spell preparation involves remembering ones that you have lost and maybe vigils for distant loved ones. I don't know, that kind of all. I could see all of that sort of combining into kind of an ancestor worship culture. Now, it is said in the text here that if a Maiketan funeral is held for someone who you're not sure is alive or dead, so you hold a funeral for them because you think they're dead, the candles at your service will all go out at the same time, which reveals to you that the subject of your funeral will be returning to you, after all. Mechanically, I could see that being quite advantageous. If you're not really sure if you actually disposed of that bad guy, well, maybe hold a funeral for them and find out. Or if you've lost a party member and you're not really sure whether you should keep looking for them or if you should give up, hold a funeral for them with a Maiketan clergy and find out. Religious traits for this. There's a Maiketan part-timer. A priest of Maiketa is not always welcome or necessary, so you practice a trade in times of peace. You gain a +2 trait bonus to a single craft or profession skill of your choice. Voice of Maiketa. You have a calm, soothing voice, suitable for giving advice to people in unbalanced states. If you have the time to speak carefully, you gain a +2 trait bonus to diplomacy when attempting to modify the attitude of someone who is hostile or unfriendly towards you. Maiketa's a funny one. She's fine, as goddesses go. It's just she seems so neutral that she's almost uninspiring, and yet it seems from the text that her clergy are definitely, it's stated a couple of times that they're not always welcome, not always something that people want around. So I do get that people are a little bit put off by her neutrality, and maybe that's something that you can play around with in a storyline, something that, you know, if people want a god on their side to push for them, and the god that they get is Maiketa, and Maiketa won't take sides, I could see how that would be kind of frustrating to some people, or even more likely, I wonder if there's a cult out there that could rise up that decides that Maiketa is not neutral and that she's actually pro-death, and they decide that she's on their side and not on their enemy's side, and try to kind of champion Maiketa in a way that is not truthful or something like that. Who knows? I mean, that happens all the time in the real world, right? I mean, God ends up to being on lots of people's sides, and you figure, well, God can't really be on everyone's side, right? I mean, there's got to be... these people are opposing one another, so not both of them can have their God's blessing. So it could be something to play around with, how Maiketa might be misinterpreted or appropriated by one force or another in hopes of winning a war or coming up with the best tactics and the best strategy. I think of her powers and of her domains, I mean, she seems to be a goddess of war and tactics, and yet there's not really a whole lot here. It doesn't say a whole lot why she knows tactics or how she has developed strategy or what she does with this knowledge. So that's kind of something to maybe develop on your own as well, is see why she is so good at tactics. Could she be trusted to come up with tactics if she never takes sides? It's kind of, there's a lot to work with, and not a whole lot of answers compared to other gods and goddesses in this pantheon. So it's a little bit confusing, but also that means that there's a lot to develop on your own. So that's Maiketa. She was the final neutral god in the pantheon. Next time we'll switch over to neutral evil. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.